You're listening to Native Fest series featuring Indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
Good afternoon. I'm Vern Northrup. I live in Sawyer, Minnesota. I'm a retired firefighter, forestry firefighter. The trip was beautiful. I always like it when I get on this side of the range cities, how pretty it is up here. I always like coming up here. I used to come up here to do prescribed fires. Now, I was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My father was a truck driver down there for a while, and my mom, started having too many kids, so they moved back to Duluth, and we lived in Duluth for a couple of years. And my mother kept having more babies, so time to go back to the res. So we moved back to res in the mid-50s and lived there until I was 17. And that's when I joined the Marine Corps. And I was in the Marine Corps for 3 years and got out when I was 20 and kind of footloose and fancy free, but I needed a job. So I found a job in Racine, Wisconsin as a printing pressman. I had prior experience in high school working at that. So I did that for a number of years, but you were inside. I hated that. I was inside all the time. I couldn't see the sun, smell the chemicals. So I found another job. I became a letter carrier for U.S. Post Office in Milwaukee. I did that for 5 years, and my marriage fell apart, so I decided it was time to go home. So I went back home to the res, and I was back there in, 84. 87, I worked at different jobs. With 87, I started fighting fire for the state of Minnesota. From there, I kind of snowballed into a career with the BIA in 1990. I got hired as a firefighter, and I worked with them, and I retired in 2011. It was real simple. It was just the cell phone, the camera on the cell phone. And, of course, you know, everybody got on Facebook. I was taking photos, and I started, you know, I was posting on Facebook, and a lot of people were liking it, a lot. So then I was asked to do a show at Gamaji in Duluth, at the ACO building there. And those folks were so kind that they helped me get started. They helped me with the printing and stuff like that. And it kind of snowballed from there. And I've done, I think, 4 shows now. I've done with other artists. And it's kind of taken off. Itself, because I don't know, I guess there's a niche out there for this type of photography.
Yeah, and I know there's I got a lot of friends that are into folk photography also. And what kind of pictures do you like taking most? What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is where I live, everything around me in Sawyer. You know, we live in the woods out there, so it's everything around me, everything I grew up around, everything that, I look at. And there's just so much beauty out there. It's just, you have to take a moment to look at it. These are some of the photos that I've taken just over this last summer that I've taken around. And they're also going to be in a show, part of the show in Duluth for the Standing Rock, the show they're going to do there on the night, December 9th. So some of these photos will go for that. But they're just mainly subjects that I did over this summer. I took a class a year ago, a 20-hour class or so. But I mainly use my cell phone. I have 2 digital cameras, but I mainly use my cell phone because it's a lot easier to carry where I'm at. You know, mm-hmm. If I'm out racing or if I'm hunting or something like that, but it's just a lot easier. And I finally got a waterproof phone. I got smart enough.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Let's all go easy on each other. This world has gone crazy in the last few years, and I just wish there was more peace in this world. I worry about these little guys out here, what they're growing into and what they're going to grow up into. So that's what I want to say.